Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And I always say that literally. I have to kind of giggle every week because as you get older, you'll know what I mean. And so I'm so happy to share and to be here. And today we have a regular guest who is amazing. He so stays up on all the updates and everything going on. And, you know, with us being baby boomers, not everybody listens a baby boomer, but many, many baby boomers are coming of age over, I mean, constantly now, and quite a large population. And so many people want to age in place, stay in their home. Some go to assisted living. Some have to go to nursing homes. There's just so many gamuts and things that happen, and it's so good to be prepared because it gets here before we know it. And reverse mortgages are, for those of you that have been around a long time in the real estate industry, and we have many agents and brokers listening in and general public, in the old days, reverse mortgages kind of were taboo. There was negative amortization. People were afraid of it and didn't know what they were getting into. Well, that's where our government laws, changes, protect the public, and now reverse mortgages are amazing. So today, I don't know of any expert at all, and I know a lot of people all over around the world, literally. I don't know of any expert that's as good as Steve Sless in going over this because he has committed and stayed the course with it for years and just keeps getting better and better and up to date on it and just really is spreading the word, getting it out, helping many, many people. He has become regarded as the go-to housing wealth expert by various media outlets, bringing 16 years of mortgage industry experience, and he runs PRMI's First Consumer Direct Retail Branch, dealing exclusively with reverse mortgages. Exclusively, not, you know, not all out, you know, all over. It's just, and they're pros. He's located in Owings Mills, Maryland. He also coaches traditional loan originators working in at PRMI's 270 branches nationwide about reverse mortgages. Steve's a powerful speaker and communicator, which you'll hear. He regularly presents seminars and learning workshops for senior homeowners, their family, and trusted advisors. His passion, expertise, and dynamic personality electrify audiences and inspire people to act. You know, it's a big decision when you're going through this. And do you do this or do you do that? And everybody has an opinion, so it's really important to get expert advice. He educates everyone on the house and the strategic of use of the housing wealth, because we're going to hear some golden nuggets today about how reverse mortgages not only let you age in place, they actually help you, can help you set up a game plan, equity, a couple things. I won't go into it all right now. I want Steve to go over it, but how you can do so much. He's going to dispel myths and common misconceptions about reverse mortgages and show, you know, be able to tell you, and you can tell seniors, or if you are a senior, how to achieve peace of mind by helping them to secure the retirement they deserve. Steve's got Expect More with Less is more than a tagline. He vows to provide exceptional value and unparalleled service. So for more information, you guys can contact us. We have more. We have also on the site information on how to contact people to get to Steve right away. He's going to go over it as well. But without further ado, I'd like to welcome Steven Sless. Hey there.
Hey there. Great to be back. How have you been?
I've been great. Was that a mouthful or what? But I wanted every, I mean, I love everybody to know what you're doing. I've been great, and it's so great to have you back, and I'm sure there's been some changes even in the last 6 months that we aren't aware of because things seem to change pretty fast. Yeah, I've been really good, and so you have really figured out how to take your platform and help many, many people rather than just one at a time, even though one at a time is very important. So, yeah, tell us, what's been going on with you?
Yeah, Natalie, we've just been keeping busy. Like you said, we exclusively work with reverse mortgages, and I think that's what separates us from most in the industry. And we are focused on education. We've been holding seminars and workshops, mostly in the Mid-Atlantic, but we do those also across the country. We have a huge seminar coming up this coming week on Saturday, November 9th. For those of you in Baltimore, that seminar is at Martin's West, right on Dogwood Road, off of Security Boulevard, and it's called Retirement on Your Terms, Straight Talk, Real Solutions. And we've partnered with four industry-leading experts in retirement planning. And the real focus is to have an event where seniors can come out to free of charge and learn everything that they need to know about retirement, retirement planning, creating streams of income in retirement, senior care, how to ensure quality care as you're growing older and as you're aging in place. And so we've been focused on putting that event together. We do a lot of other media. I've been on TV recently, on the local news, just educating about reverse mortgages. Because, as you said in the opening, it is a fantastic program that has evolved to become a real retirement planning tool over the years, but nobody really knows what they are. They still think it's the reverse mortgage from 20 years ago, your grandparents' reverse
exactly.
mortgage, and it's anything but.
Right. Exactly, and people are just so, you know, and everybody talks, and then you have social media, and people, you know, some people had bad experiences with them in the 80s and 90s, and this is just a whole new ball game. It really is. So tell everybody, for those who do not know what a reverse mortgage is exactly, tell everybody what this is.
Yeah, it's actually quite simple. So it's a mortgage loan. That provides senior homeowners that are 62 years of age or above the ability to pull back some of the equity that they've paid into their home over the years, right? So now, you know, you've spent your life, investing in savings and saving, and so you have a portfolio, hopefully, that is working for you. And then what you've also done is you've paid a monthly mortgage payment, and you've created a level of equity in the home. And so if you have at least 50% equity and you're over 62, you could qualify for a reverse mortgage. And what a reverse mortgage does, it allows you to now get some of that equity back in a variety of different ways. And we can cover those different ways later on in the show. I think what it really does is it provides the homeowner the ability to enjoy retirement without monthly mortgage payments, improve cash flow, pay off debt, and stress retirement savings, all using the equity in your home.
It's amazing. But nowadays, and the interest rates are so low right now, are they ever fixed with a reverse mortgage, or is it always based on an adjustable rate?
There's two different options. There's a fixed rate option and a variable rate option. And you're right. I mean, rates are super low. Reverse mortgage rates today are in the high threes, low fours. So very good time to look at utilizing your housing wealth and kind of marrying the wealth that you have in your home with your other assets. And now you're looking at retirement from a holistic standpoint, right? You're bringing together your 401k, your stocks, bonds, annuities, and the wealth in your home. You're marrying them into one holistic approach to retirement. And the result is you strengthen, protect, and preserve the overall retirement nest egg.
Right. That's fantastic. So you do, it's amazing. Now, how old do people have to be to do a reverse mortgage? I know
62.
I've done some of these. I'm just asking because I didn't want to go. Yeah, it's funny. We have to, so 62 years old. Now, if their partner or they're married, you know, their spouse is younger, how does that work?
Yeah, so at least one homeowner needs to be at least 62 years of age or older to qualify for the reverse mortgage. If there's a spouse that is younger, there are spousal protections. It's called a non-borrowing spouse to ensure if, let's say, the spouse that is of age passes away, the other spouse can remain in the home for the rest of their life with a reverse mortgage, and they don't have to leave the home.
That's great. And what if there's children? It doesn't matter, right? If there's children, as long as somebody's 62 years old.
Yeah, no. As long as at least one homeowner is 62 years of age or older, you can qualify.
And what about credit?
So there are credit and income requirements, and Natalie, that's one of the changes that happened that you were speaking about in the opening. And I think one of let's go back for a minute to what reverse mortgages used to look like, right? So back,
that's,
you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, if you were 62 years old and you had equity in your home and you had a pulse, you could qualify for a reverse mortgage. It was very easy. And what was happening is people were taking reverse mortgages for the wrong reason. You know, reverse mortgages were designed by the government in the 80s in the Reagan administration to supplement retirement income, to be able to use the equity in your home to live a better retirement. They weren't meant to be loans of last resort. They weren't meant to be used as a Band-Aid, you know, to cure a short-term solution that's probably more of a long-term solution. And so you had people that were taking out reverse mortgages. They were taking a lot of money out of their home. They were misusing that money. The loans weren't structured properly to meet the needs of the homeowner. And what happened was, many of those homeowners defaulted on their taxes and their insurance. And
that makes sense.
That is a qualification of the reverse mortgage. You have to pay your taxes, no different than a traditional mortgage. Or if you didn't have a mortgage on your home, you still have to pay the taxes. Well, so a lot of these people were taking money. They were defaulting on their taxes and the insurance. And you know what happens if you don't pay your taxes, you're going to get foreclosed on. And so there was a very large rate of foreclosure of people that were in reverse mortgages. Now, it wasn't because of the reverse mortgage. It was because the loan wasn't structured properly. The client wasn't educated properly. And they were too easy to get. And so in 2015, the government stepped in and said, well, we got to put a stop to this. This is a problem. And they did a lot of research. And, you know, they came out with what's called a financial assessment. And so we do look at credit. We do look at income. Keep in mind, these are loans designed for many homeowners that are on fixed incomes. So the income requirement is less stringent than on a traditional mortgage. So too are the credit requirements. But we do look at the ability to pay your taxes and insurance. Even though you don't have to pay a mortgage payment with a reverse mortgage, we do need to make sure that you at least have enough income coming in and you are credit worthy enough to prove to our underwriter that you are going to make payments on the taxes and insurance and keep up with the general upkeep of the home.
No, that's fantastic. So they actually, but do they tie in the payments like pre-ITI, or do they say they're going to be separate? Can the homeowner elect to have the payments?
It's the client's responsibility to pay the taxes and insurance.
Okay. Well, so let me give you what if somebody is, say they're 65 and they only get $1,000 a month Social Security, and they're not working. So, and they have, like, say they don't owe anything on their house. They're not gonna get very much. Are they gonna go by the regular, like, for example, if you were gonna buy a house or do a regular loan, and you say your ratios are, you know, I don't know, 36-41 or whatever back end ratios, is it completely different? Mm-hmm. Do they qualify in a different way or?
Yeah, it's completely different. So we qualify based on RI, residual income, not DTI, which is debt to income ratio. RI is residual income. So basically, you know, what does your money look like? How much do you have coming in versus how much you have going out? What geographical region of the country do you live in? Because the cost of living is more expensive on the West Coast, let's say, than the middle of the country. And so that's a factor as well. And then we do look at your debts versus your income. But the bottom line is we need to make sure that you have enough to cover the taxes and the insurance. We look at how much the taxes and insurance are, and we're able to make the determination whether or not you have enough income to qualify.
So if they have 100% equity but they don't really have much income, then they're in a bind, really. It's not going to work, will it?
They could potentially qualify because we can also, and we're getting into the weeds a little bit about qualifying, but we can also do what's called asset dissipation. And so even if you don't have necessarily income per se, we can dissipate assets. Maybe you have a 401k that has money in there. We can look at that 401k
right.
and do a calculation that provides you with quote-unquote income each month. We can also look
okay.
at the equity in your home as an asset, and we can dissipate that asset and use that asset as monthly income. So there's a lot of different ways that we can qualify you. Again, going back to this is a loan that is customized and designed for seniors. We understand, and the government did a lot of there was a lot
right.
of thought that went into this. The government, when they came out with this financial assessment, understood this is a loan for many people who likely are on a fixed income. So we can't disqualify
right.
them or punish them for having a limited income. We just need to make sure that they are going to be able to meet their responsibilities, which are taxes and insurance.
That makes total sense. So it's really worth somebody contacting you regardless of their situation. Don't just assume if you're listening in and you're interested in getting this information for yourself, relative, friend, please do not assume that, oh, they're not going to be able to do it. They have bad credit. Oh, they're not making any money. It's worth it if they have a house and there's equity in their home. Steve, you said at least 50% equity, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't guess on that too. You know, I mean, I would say if you're interested in learning more about a reverse mortgage, now again, you do need about 50% equity. But I all too often, I think some of our clients try to guess on the equity, and the house is actually worth a lot more than they think. So I think
right.
if you're remotely close to 50% equity, at least one homeowner is over the age of 62. Give us a call or go to our website and schedule a time with us to learn more. We're all about education. We're all about empowerment. And it's important to become educated and empowered, especially when you're talking about retirement planning. And not just reverse mortgages, but just how are you going to fund your entire longevity? People are living longer now than they ever have been before. And retirement is a whole lot trickier today than it ever has been. You need to be educated, and you got to get all the information that you can, and we're happy to help.
Do you ever do the webinar, like what you're doing on Saturday? I'll actually be in Florida at a convention. What you're doing on Saturday at Martin's West, and you have the experts, and you're going over every aspect, et cetera. Do you ever do that on a webinar where somebody can sit in and listen to all of that with experts, or is that a future plan?
Yeah, we do a lot of individual webinars. So let's say
okay.
You know, somebody comes to us and they want to learn about a reverse mortgage, but their adult children live in a different state. We'll bring all parties together on a webinar. Or if they have a wealth manager or a financial advisor that they work with, we want them to be a part of the conversation. A lot of our business comes from wealth managers, comes from CPAs,
right.
Estate
right.
planners, attorneys that are working in that senior arena. We want everybody to be a part of that conversation. So we do webinars for those people. We don't do a lot of webinars for the general public because I want to be able to look you in the eye, shake your hand, and educate you in person. It's just my style. And so we do travel the country. We hold these events. They're all free. We don't charge for any events that we put on. Oftentimes, we're bringing in other partners of ours. And so, for instance, this coming Saturday, we're partnering with a wealth management firm in the area here, an insurance agency, a senior care advocacy agency, to just bring additional value to the consumers,
that's
to the
fantastic.
Audience that's going to be in attendance.
Right, because there's so much they don't know. Like, for example, will somebody be there talking about Medicare or Medicaid?
So the financial advisor, her name is Sandy Stoll. She's fantastic. She's going to be talking about strategies for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, how to navigate all of your options. She'll be talking about how to create a sustainable income stream throughout your entire retirement. And then we have Eric Benzer from the Benzer Insurance Agency. He's going to be talking about protecting and preserving the assets that you do have. And Ellen Platt, who's with the Option Group, she does senior care. She wants to ensure
fantastic.
That you understand how to receive superior quality of care throughout your entire life. And then I'm going to be speaking about reverse mortgages and housing wealth. And oftentimes it's the wealth in the home and it's the reverse mortgage that can help fund all those other things.
And, you know, and right, and so many people do have the bulk of their monies in their home. I mean, it's just a fact, right, when they're in their homes. It's especially as you get older and you've stayed in the same home for years. That's fantastic. It's interesting, and for those of you listening, I've gone through a situation where my mother is in an assisted living center because she has early dementia, early Alzheimer's, and we were looking, remember, before at her aging in place, and Bernie had passed, so she was by herself. And it's, you know, you have different scenarios where people are taking their parents in or not taking them in, the reverse mortgage is a great option to let them stay in their home as long as it's feasibly possible, right? I mean, it just makes so much sense because people are usually happier in their own home. But what I learned so much. I've been in this industry, real estate, for almost 35 years. I couldn't, and I've helped people. We've helped other people move on, you know, move from their homes and move into assisted nursing homes, et cetera, senior communities, over 55 communities. I didn't realize how much there is to learn about the senior care, the Medicaid, how it works in different states. It's Medicaid, right? Not Medicare, because I get the two. Right.
Oh, it's all confusing.
Is it Medic?
I mean, there's just so,
well,
there's
gets,
so
yeah,
many
because when you're older, you know, right? But
so
when you're still not
education.
At that point yet, you're not using it. Well, it's interesting, though. It's interesting to find out how, you know, I always thought, well, it's a federal program, but the states mandate it and regulate it. So one state doesn't have the same plan as another state. So my question, it's mind-boggling, and it's so important to figure it out because – what Steve can teach you and will teach you can save your life, really, because it's nothing like ending up not doing anything, and then there would have been ways that you could have had this money work for you in, you know, for the rest of your life, right? So with that mouthful, I want to ask, when somebody has long-term health care, they can use that if the policy is set up properly to stay in their home, right? They're not all set up where you have to go to an assisted living or nursing home, right? I think I'm pretty sure that there's some.
Yeah, I mean, you know, long-term care is an incredible tool if you set it up properly. You know, we certainly, you know, long-term care, life insurance, just understanding those options and how to navigate them. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, life insurance is going to provide some cash value that you can also tap into. For those type of tools, we always turn to the experts in those fields. And so we have a roster of trusted resources that we have that could advise us and our clients in that. You know, and then where does the wealth in the home come into play, and how can the wealth that you've created in the home help to fund long-term care, fund life insurance, or fund you know, just in home care as well, just making sure that you can age in place within the comfort of your own home and not have to leave the home if you do get sick.
And it's so important because when you're doing this, like there were some long-term care policies, where I know we're talking about reverse mortgages, but it really ties in when you're looking at the plan. There was some where somebody has to go to a facility, but then there's some where you can take the life insurance that also offers long-term care, and then when you pass, your family's still going to get money out of that, and they will let you stay at home. And so it's really important. And there's also different states. I think Maryland, is it Medicaid, allows you to, if you have the long-term policy, they'll allow you to. It's written. It's so crucial to have experts like what Steve's talking about right now and not just second-guess it, not just jump into something. Because one of the long-term care policies will give you the Medicaid exclusion, for example, that you could have $300,000 in assets in Maryland. Every state's different before you can still get Medicaid. Many places you have to be down to, under $3,000 to be able to get Medicaid and if you don't have certain things in place. So what we're talking about, what Steve's talking about with reverse mortgages and how to fund them with your house, and the other policies that go along with it, right? When you, I mean, it, you don't have to have them, right, for a reverse mortgage. But the other policies that can really protect you, it makes such a difference to make sure it's set up the proper way with whoever's doing it knows these state laws and what the other laws are, correct? I mean, it's like an interesting.
Yeah, and I think it really is just all about education. You know, education is paramount to making sure that you can have a successful retirement where you don't have to worry necessarily about the nuances in you know, funding different avenues of retirement. You just want to be able to have some peace of mind. You want to be able to enjoy retirement. You don't want to have to think about, gosh, if I get sick, how am I going to fund that? Gosh, if I have to go into a long-term care facility, how is that going to be funded? And so I think the more you can do up front when you're younger, the more successful and the more comfortable your retirement is going to be. But don't be shy to reach out to experts. You know, most experts, whether it be retirement planning or Medicare, long-term care, they'll have a conversation with you, no different than us, completely free of charge. You become educated. You become empowered. If you decide to move forward from there, fantastic. If not, no harm, no foul. At least you then have the information to make a well-informed decision for yourself or a loved one.
It's just incredible. And I've learned a lot this last 14 months having to deal with my own mother, and it's unbelievable. And just even the benefits and things that are out there that we're not aware of. So with reverse mortgages, do you have a lot of people coming? I mean, people are coming to you, a lot of people waiting. And well, when they're 62, okay, I'm going to come up with a scenario because you know me. I always try to come up with different scenarios because people are people. So say somebody gets a reverse mortgage, right, and they're 65 years old. So they're over 62 and they're married, okay, and their spouse is only 40, their spouse is 45, okay. So we've got the men marrying the younger women. We have to have the women marrying the younger men, but I'm only kidding. So we need to reverse things around a little bit here. One is 65, and just what we'll say, the man is 65, the woman's 45. I'll be old-fashioned here. And he gets Alzheimer's, dementia. And the woman takes care of him as long as she can, and then she just can't. And I can tell you, it's just not something that one person can do. It's a lot of work, and it's really, even for the person, it's good to have other things done. So say that person at 65 is going to then move over to an assisted living place and then memory care. What happens to the spouse that's 45 because that person didn't die? Are they able to stay in the house, or do they have to move?
Yeah, the spouse will be able to stay in the home for the rest of their life without a mandatory monthly mortgage payment, and be able to, you know, at least have some peace of mind knowing that they're not going to be burdened with a monthly mortgage payment each month. Now, at that point will come down to how the reverse mortgage has been structured. If there's funds that are being set up to come in either on a monthly basis or in a line of credit, the spouse will not have access to those funds. Okay, and so that's where working with the real professional
They wouldn't have access, only the one that's 65?
Correct. Now, they wouldn't have to leave the home. They could remain in the home forever for the rest of their life. They would not have access, however, to any future funds from the reverse mortgage.
Okay. But the other one doesn't have to pass away for them to be able to stay in the home. They can still stay in the home if the other one needs to go.
Absolutely.
Right? That's fantastic.
And that's
though.
Come
that's
a long
really
way, too, over the years. It used to be that if you were a spouse that was younger, you were removed completely from the title and the deed of the home. You had no home ownership, no rights, no nothing. Now that's changed and evolved. That was one of the biggest and most important and impactful changes over the years is non-borrowing spouses are protected and do not have to leave the home and will not be foreclosed on in the event the qualifying spouse leaves the home, whether it be into a care facility or passing away.
That's fantastic. That really is, because it's where you can really plan. When they have the reverse mortgage, I guess they can't take out another equity loan on top of it, right? Because they're going to be first place unless somebody gives them a second. They're not allowed to do a second mortgage, are they, or a third mortgage?
No. Reverse mortgage is in first lien position. you know, it would be very unlikely that anybody would go into second lien position behind a reverse mortgage.
Okay, but if somebody wanted to, they could, right? If a private person said, here, I'll give you money, but I'm just going to put it on there. But it wouldn't, I mean, it would be risky for them because they're probably never going to get their money back, right?
Correct, correct.
Okay, and then these mortgages, it's now under FHA or has it always been? Can you tell? Because a lot of agents and brokers are listening or will listen in the future. Is that basically how it's set up now?
Yeah, so there's an FHA insured reverse mortgage, which probably represents about 98-99% of the industry. That percentage may be off by a little bit, but I think I'm pretty right. And then there's also a proprietary reverse mortgage. There's actually many proprietary private reverse mortgage options on the market today. Maryland does not have any. I'm in Maryland, so I don't do a lot of proprietary reverse mortgage products. We do some out of state, but not a lot. But you have private lenders that have now come in to the reverse mortgage space, seeing what a difference it makes in the impact, impacting the lives of senior homeowners. And they now provide options that are not government loans, but a very competitive product, oftentimes a cheaper product than the government option. And so if we have somebody in a state that that allows a proprietary reverse mortgage, we look at both options, you know, and we weigh the options. Oftentimes, in my experience, the government option is going to be a better solution unless
really?
It's a very high dollar, unless it's a high dollar
but,
home.
No, but Steve, when did that come into play? When were the proprietary lenders, I know years ago, but like when did they start letting them do that again?
Yeah, proprietary reverse mortgages have been around for, 5-6 years now. They've become very
really?
Popular, and there's been more innovation in proprietary reverse mortgage products probably in the past 2 to 3 years.
But
almost
they're not in
every
Maryland?
There's no proprietary reverse mortgage products allowed in Maryland. Maryland has a law that does not allow a negative amortized product, a private neg-am reverse mortgage product.
It
so
has
Maryland's
to be
actually
government.
One of the only states
that
does not allow it right now. It has to be government.
It's got to be. Okay, so
most of the
I
proprietary products are for jumbo reverse mortgages, for higher dollar homes. That is a great fit for one of the proprietary products.
For a larger, really? Amazing. Okay, so now one of the questions, because I mean, there's things we've talked about before many times. So with the FHA reverse mortgage, if somebody has it, you know, the spouse lives in the house, even if the other one, once they pass away and the house is going to be sold and say the market's really gone down and more is owed than what they can sell it for, under the FHA reverse mortgage, that's okay as far as for the family. They're not going to have any deficiency judgment. They're not going to owe any money, right? Can you explain that to the audience, how that works, and if that's also the case in the proprietary reverse mortgages?
Yeah, so all reverse mortgages, whether it be proprietary or government insured, they are all what's called non-recourse loans, which means that no debt.
Oh, they have to be the proprietary then, right?
It has
to be non-recourse. That's fantastic.
Correct.
Because that's where I was a little afraid when you said there's, you know, they can have private lenders out there. Okay.
Yeah, they're all non-recourse. So basically, if you pass, you owe $300,000 on your reverse mortgage. Your heirs receive the home. They can only sell the house for $250,000. That $50,000 difference, your heirs or your estate are not responsible for. The insurance on reverse mortgages covers that difference. So it's almost like buying gap insurance for your car. You know, if you buy a car, you buy gap insurance. Your car gets totaled. The insurance company writes you a check for $20,000. You owe $30,000. You're not responsible for that $10,000 difference. Reverse mortgages work exactly the same. We call it peace of mind insurance because you can take a reverse mortgage out without having to worry about passing on a debt to your heirs or to your estate that they're going to have to come out of pocket and pay.
I wonder if that's in it's just the 50 states of the U.S. I wonder if they, internationally or Canada, I wonder if these other countries have things set up similarly or probably not.
Reverse mortgages are gaining popularity across the world. I mean, Canada has a reverse mortgage product. I believe Australia has a reverse mortgage product. The principles and the strategies behind using housing wealth and marrying that housing wealth into your retirement plan, you know, it does strengthen, it does protect, and it does preserve your overall portfolio. And I think a lot of wealth managers now are starting to realize that. You know, when we talk to wealth managers, the conversation is look, if you have a client and that client needs to draw 4% per year just to live their normal lifestyle, right? And you project them to run out of money drawing that 4%, they're going to run out of money at 95 years old. Okay, well, that's okay right now. But what if the market goes down? What if the market goes down by 10% or 15% or 20%? Well, now what? If they still need to draw that same 4%, right, to just live. And so if you bring in the housing wealth, which is all tax-free money, by the way, all the proceeds from a reverse mortgage loan, it's a loan, it's not income. And so there's no taxes on loan proceeds. So you're bringing into the equation a lot of untaxed home equity that can be turned into cash in multiple strategic ways. Now you're bringing that into the overall portfolio to prolong the life of their portfolio, to make sure that your client can fund their entire longevity and they're not going to outlive their money.
But is it only non-taxed if, like, up to $500,000, up to $250,000? Is there a certain amount, like there is if you're a principal resident and you're married or not married? Does that play into it?
No, you're borrowing your own home equity. So it's not income. You're not making
that
an income. You're borrowing your equity, and so you already paid taxes on that money, because every time you made a mortgage payment, you were creating a certain level of home equity, and so the money that you already paid into it was already taxed. Now a reverse mortgage is just a way to then pull that money back out. And there's a lot of different.
So what about
a few different ways to? I was going to say there's a few ways you can pull it out. You know, a reverse mortgage is just one. You can take a traditional home equity line or a regular mortgage, but if you're 70 or even if you're 62, you really want to take a 30-year mortgage and be burdened with 30 years worth of a mortgage payment, where a reverse mortgage, you can pull out money, not have a mandatory mortgage payment. You can treat it like a traditional mortgage if you want to. You can make payments, Natalie, on a reverse mortgage, but you don't have to. And so later on in life, when cash flow is critical and you have health care to fund, long-term care to fund, in-home care potentially to fund, it's important to be able to maintain cash, and a reverse mortgage allows you to do just that.
Amazing, 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 amazing stuff, huh? It's that, you know, that's what I always say, and you've heard me say it before, I wish they taught us compound interest when we were kids, right? Because I'm like, oh, all that money you just pay and pay and pay, and you can build it. It's amazing what learning how to do this does for you and your life and peace of mind.
Yeah.
And so can you do a jumbo reverse mortgage here in Maryland?
A jumbo, no. No, there's no jumbo reverse mortgage products in Maryland.
So the jumbo, so it's FHA, it goes up to the FHA limit then, right? It's like just
Correct.
Like regular
Correct.
Loans? Okay. So the
Correct.
Jumbo reverse would fall under the proprietary lenders because they don't have conventional reverse mortgages?
No, they have the government insured and they have proprietary. I think at some point we get proprietary in Maryland. There's some lobbying that probably needs to be done. It's some old law that, you know how these old laws are. I mean, there's so many stupid old laws out there, but for whatever reason, Maryland doesn't allow it.
If you break that old law, they say ignorance is not their problem. And you're like, wait a minute, how are we supposed to know everything?
Very true.
You know?
Very true.
No, I'm just, of course, with lending, it's different because you're going to go under guidelines just like we do in real estate, and that's where you have to go to the experts. But it's hysterical to me how many things that they just expect us to know these days. I love it. I just love it. And I tell you, lots of times this doesn't hit home until you're dealing with it, you know, and I mean, it's just amazing to me how you can set this up and really protect your family for the future, too, and your monies. And so, all right, well, tell us what you – I'll let you roll with it, and I'll be quiet for a little bit and see what
else
you want to tell us about this.
I think it's important to – if any listeners are interested in reaching out to us for a no-obligation consultation, give us a call. So 410- 814-7575. 410-814-7575, or you can visit us at reversebaltimore.com. That's reversebaltimore.com. Now, we are nationwide. Our website is Reverse Baltimore, but we can do business in multiple states throughout the country. So wherever you're listening, even if it's not a state that I'm licensed in, chances are I know somebody in that state that can help you out. We're here to help in any way that we possibly can. And so certainly contact us, let us educate you, let us empower you, and let us teach you what a powerful financial tool the wealth in your home can be.
Can you do the jumbo reverses in other, like Hawaii and other places and California, where there's a lot of higher dollar?
Yeah,
any
state that I'm licensed in that offers jumbo reverse mortgages or proprietary reverse mortgages, I can help.
You can do it. Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah, we do quite a bit of those in California. I mean, obviously, you know, California property values are through the roof, and so the market penetration on proprietary in California, I mean, that's where almost every proprietary reverse mortgage is originated now, is California. But you also have some really high dollar areas of Florida, Arizona. I mean, there's you know, New Jersey.
Well, everywhere has high dollar. You know what I mean? Yeah, everywhere has high dollar. I just didn't realize. I know there's certain, like now some of the no doc, no loans are not allowed in some states, but they are opening up in some where that was kind of gone. It went away when we had the crash.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Natalie, over the years, the general misconception about reverse mortgages is that it is a loan of last resort, and it's only for those who have no options. And it's anything but. And I think that stigma over the years has kept people away from learning about reverse mortgages. You know, they are not designed to be Band-Aid loans, you know. And we have plenty of clients that come to us when it is almost too late, and they say, I'd like to take a reverse mortgage. And when we do the financial assessment for them, we identify pretty quickly that, you know, it's probably wise to look at selling the home, look at downsizing, look at, you know, lowering your expenses, because we don't want to put a Band-Aid on an open wound, right? This is a long-term financial solution that involves the equity in your home. You want to make sure that you're going to live there for quite some time. You know, if somebody tells me, hey, I'm looking to move in the next 2 years, a reverse mortgage isn't the right product for you. There may be other products that would benefit you more. So not we don't look at just do you qualify. We look at suitability. But if you're somebody who has worked hard their whole life, saved money, has accumulated a reasonable amount of wealth, but yet you still worry about potential of outliving your money, I would say you're a great candidate for educating yourself about a reverse mortgage. You're somebody who should definitely give us a call.
So I said I wasn't going to say anything, but I can't help it. You know I am. Can you do it on a first and a second, like a second home, or it has to be only on your first home?
Got to be primary residence only. Yeah.
Primary. Okay. So a lot of these, some of these I know, I'm just asking, but to ask the, okay, so then the other question is, you made a good point. Some people come to you and it is kind of late because they're not working and they don't have enough money to do any of it or anything. So say somebody's working and they know they're going to, you know, they're 62 and they're going to retire at 65, right? And they come to you and say, okay, and they're making a, you know, decent six figures plus whatever. They come to you and say, okay, I want to do a reverse mortgage now. Right? Do you go, is that, when that's set up, is that set up till they die, or does that get checked every year, and do they redo their incomes and change it?
No. Once you have the reverse mortgage, the way it's structured at the time that you take it is how it's going to be. You know, it's important when we sit down and we do a consultation, I want to know what your goals are. I want to know, you know, when you're looking to retire, how much income you have coming in now, how much you might need for the future, because these are loans that can be customized and structured very strategically to fit within many people's retirement portfolio. You know, we have clients that are very high net worth, that are worth millions of dollars, that have equity in their home, and they want to make it work for them. We have others that don't have such a high net worth, but you know, they may not have a lot of income coming in, but they have a good amount of equity in the home. And We need to then come in and educate them and show them how to make that equity work for them. The home equity is just sitting there, right? It's locked between your four walls. It's trapped. And,
exactly.
And it's not doing anything for you but sitting there. And another misconception, Natalie, I think is, you know, we have clients that come to us and say, well, if I do a reverse mortgage, I'm going to leave less to my heirs. I want to be able to leave an inheritance. I'm going to leave less to my heirs. And that's just not the case.
Because of the negative amortization.
You may leave less home equity to your heirs if you do a reverse mortgage. But it doesn't mean that you're going to leave them less of an inheritance. Because if you bring in housing wealth, which is tax-free money, right, you minimize the amount that you have to draw out of your retirement accounts. You know, so we go back to that situation where I was telling you about the conversation we have with a lot of our advisors. If you're somebody that needs to take 4% per year, can we work with you and work with your advisor to have you take maybe 2% or 3%? You want to, your investment accounts, you want to leave alone as much as possible. You want them to grow, right? If you're especially now in an economy that's been growing for the past decade plus, the more you pull from your investment account, the less growth you're going to have over time. And so if you can bring to the table tax-free money from the wealth in your home that you've put there, right? Think about that.
Right.
Your IRA, your 401k, you put that money there. You invested that money.
Right.
You also put your home equity there. It's the same money. You spent your hard-earned money to pay down your mortgage, to potentially put yourself in a situation where now you can incorporate that money, get some of that back, and be able to live a more comfortable retirement. That's the conversation that we want to have with everybody. It's a very detailed, dialed-in conversation about not just how much equity you have in your home, how do we structure it to make sure that it's going to best benefit you and that we're putting the loan together in a way that is going to be successful for the long haul to ensure that you're not going to run out of money. And you can also buy a house with a reverse mortgage. You can downsize or right size.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. Yeah, let's bring that. Let's go over that.
Reverse mortgage.
Let's go over that. I forgot about that.
So that's a HECM for purchase. So HECM, it stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. You can do a HECM for purchase, which is basically buying your next home with a reverse mortgage. And so the senior housing market right now is tremendous. I mean, we talk to realtors all the time. They're working with more seniors now to buy homes, whether it be to upsize, downsize, or right size. You know, think about you have 10,000 people a day turning 62 years old. The senior demographic is one of the largest demographics that are buying homes right now. Typically, those homes are purchased in cash, right? Because it is more difficult to qualify for a traditional mortgage later in life when you're on a fixed income. And so I'll tell you a story about a HECM for purchase that we did recently. So you know the local area here. So we had a client from the White Marsh Perry Hall area. Their home that they were currently living in is worth $400,000. Okay, it was too much home for them. It was three stories. They wanted something that was going to be a little bit smaller, maybe two stories, but they really wanted something that was going to be on one floor. Right? They're in you know their late 60s. They can't walk the steps anymore. What they didn't want is they didn't want to sacrifice a home. Right? They wanted a nice kitchen. They wanted nice bathrooms. They wanted the amenities that they were used to. They're coming out of a $400,000 home. It's a nice house. They owed $100,000 on that home. Okay, so they listed that home. They sold that home. They net $300,000. They then purchased a $300,000 home. So they downsized a little bit without sacrificing. They found a home that was all one floor, a nice rancher, same area. It was $300,000. With a HECM for purchase or a reverse mortgage for purchase, you need to put down about 50% to put yourself in that 50% equity position. So of the $300,000 that they net, they put down $150,000. They then gave $150,000 in cash to their wealth advisor to add to their existing retirement portfolio. They're in a $300,000 home for $150,000 cash. They never have a mortgage payment. They only are required to pay taxes and insurance. I mean,
think
about that.
But that interest, what was the interest rate around, probably? I mean, in New York, I have to remember exactly, but
3.9. I mean, very, very low.
And would that have been fixed,
rates are at historic lows right now.
Would it have been fixed or adjustable?
They did an annual ARM, which is an ARM, right? But it doesn't adjust on a monthly basis. It adjusts on an annual basis. There's rate caps, so there's a 2% annual rate cap and a 5% lifetime rate cap to protect them. But rates are very low right now, and so in many cases, ARMs make sense. They could have done it with a fixed rate, but they chose to go the ARM route to get a lower interest rate. But think about how else would they have bought that house? So they could have done a 30-year mortgage, right? In their late 60s, you're doing a 30-year mortgage. I mean, to me, that's madness. To commit yourself to a mortgage payment into your late 80s, early 90s is just crazy. And to burden yourself with a monthly payment like that is just – it's crazy. They could have bought the house for cash and used all $300,000 that they got from the sale of that home,
but
spent it all on
the
home.
That's real smart. Instead, they put it into the give it to the wealth manager. Now, if somebody wants to – what if they're snowbirds and they, like, go to Hawaii or go to Florida or go somewhere warm during the winter – what's the minimum amount of months they must be in the house while they have the reverse mortgage?
Yeah, six months in a day. 6 months in a day makes it your primary residence.
That's awesome. Wow. Sounds really
good.
And
a lot of our clients do that. A lot of our clients, sometimes they're even, especially for the higher net worth clients that we have, they want to get their hands on tax-free money from their primary residence to then go buy a home in Florida. Or go buy a home in Arizona or Texas or a warmer climate. So there's a lot of different ways that you can use the equity in your home. Again, it all comes back to education and empowerment. And if you're somebody who is interested in a reverse mortgage or thinks that the wealth in your home may work for you, give us a call, 410-814-7575, or visit reversebaltimore.com. And again, I am in Baltimore, so that's my website, but we do business all over the country, and we can help you in any state that I'm licensed in. And if it's a state that I'm not licensed in, I can still find somebody that I will be confident enough to refer you to.
Oh, I love it. And what time are you doing on Saturday? Just because I won't be around, but if I know people on Saturday at Martin's West, what time is it?
Yes, Saturday, Martin's West. Registration is from 8:15 until 9. The program is from 9 till noon. And reservations, we have over 100 reservations already. We have room for about 120, 130 people there.
Okay.
So reservations are booked up really quick. But if anybody's interested in that event, you're local, you're in Maryland, you can make reservations on the event website, which is baltimoreretirement.com.
It's amazing. It's a plan.
And that is 100% free of charge for that event as well.
That's fantastic. I love it. Well, so wrap up.
And breakfast.
I love it. You always have so much. And breakfast. What a deal. You always have so much good information. And you always have such good information and these new changes. You always keep us up to date, which I so appreciate it. If they wanted to go fixed rate, they're doing the adjustable, like the scenario you gave us with the people from White Marsh, and they went and were able to take 150 and give it to their financial advisor, and then do the HICM. So they did they bought the house with a reverse mortgage. They chose for the adjustable rate. Does that go up two or down? Can go up 2% or down per 2%? I mean, what's it based on, the T bill or index? What's it?
So it's based on the LIBOR, which is the London
LIBOR.
Interbank offered rate. And the LIBOR has been a safe index over the years. There's not a lot of fluctuation with it. Reverse rates you don't see the constant ups and downs like you do with traditional rates. Traditional rates are based on the 10-year. If you get a home equity line, chances are it's based on the prime rate. Reverse mortgage rates have nothing to do with that. So if you see on TV rates are going up, rates are going down, doesn't necessarily mean that reverse mortgage interest rates are moving at all.
Is it going to be? But is it when we look at do it the way we do in the real estate world on how properties, and is it going to be up like when it goes up or down within two? What is it? How does it gauge on the LIBOR? Is it like one?
I mean, there's rate caps, and so there's a 2% annual cap, there's a 5% lifetime cap.
Okay, so there is a 5%
there are
cap.
Caps, there are protections just in case the library
okay,
does
perfect.
Go
up. Perfect. And if they want to do it fixed, they can do it fixed even though it's negative amortization, even though it's done in a different way?
Yeah, fixed rate's available. Again, it's going to come down to having a conversation and figuring out what the right fit is. The variable rate options provide more flexibility when it comes to structuring the loan. If you do a fixed rate, typically that's going to be somebody who wants to just pull one lump sum, right? They want to buy a car. They rather not finance it or not pay cash. They rather use their home equity to buy the car, or they want to consolidate and pay off some debt. It really just depends on the individual situation of the client. And that's where we really like to sit down, do a deep dive, and depending on their goals and their wants and their needs, we can then help structure the right loan, whether that's a variable or a fixed.
I love it. This is fantastic.
And our time always flies by. We always have a blast on these shows.
Oh, my gosh. It flies by so fast. But I'll tell you, the nuggets and the information you give are just incredible, incredible.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So
we love what we
yeah,
do.
We're down
and
to
I think,
like
I think that's what you know, it just makes our job so fun. You know, we love what we do. We love working with our clients. We love educating. We love bringing the wealth management community into the fold. There's somebody that's
right.
That, you know, we've never worked with them like we have now since all, you know, you've had all this product innovation, and now the product lends so well to a wealth manager using this as a tool to help somebody fund a very fruitful and meaningful retirement. So we love what we do. I hope that is reflected by the work that we do as well. And, you know, it's fun, and it's a job that really means a lot to us. And it's really not a job. It's, you know, getting up every day and being able to come to the office and work with our clients. It's so rewarding.
You are so dedicated. I mean, you have been in this for so long, and it's just amazing to me. And just it's just you're helping thousands of people, really, with the way you're doing it all over. And, yeah, I'm very impressed. And it's amazing how much we can do as citizens, as people, just when knowledge is power, isn't it? That's the thing. So many
Absolutely.
Ways that we do things with our monies could be handled differently. And if we just knew what to do. So it's really worth it to get in touch with Steve, and Steve can help you anywhere in the country and anywhere. You're so knowledgeable, you can still refer people anywhere and tell them, give them good advice. It's definitely worth it to do it. That's like with real estate. We can help you anywhere, right? We can, because of all the experience, it just makes such, it's always worth it to get that extra knowledge. So, I'm so happy to have you back, and we'll talk soon. And,
great to be back, and I greatly appreciate you having me back on.
This has been a pleasure, and this has been great. And so now all us baby, you're not at the baby boomer stages, but I'm getting up there. So, well, I'm a baby boomer, so it's it gets here. It comes by very, very fast. Let me just tell any of you young ones out there, it comes a lot quicker than you'll ever think, and you won't realize it till you get there and go, really, this is not possible. So, as they say, age is just a number,
it's
though, right?
It's just life, isn't it, right? It just lies, and especially if you're having fun. I mean, the old saying is true. I mean, when time just flies when you're having fun.
Well, you know, it's a number, but it's really one of the things that as you get older, you really do want peace, right? Peace and security. You want to feel that, you know, you don't want to be worried about things, and this definitely helps you do that. And for somebody that hasn't bought a house yet, they can still do it too. It's never too late, right? When we start putting things in place. So never, ever too late. So, all right, Steve, I'll talk to you really soon because this is so exciting. I want to get it out there everywhere as well too. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.